Truth and Lies, a focus on Capitol Hill today, where President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen's been testifying for hours. Here in Hawaii, different allegations of lying are touching a series of criminal cases. One result is a number of cases that have been transferred from the Honolulu Prosecuting Attorney's Office to the State Attorney General's Office because of conflicts of interest. Nick Gruby has a piece on this latest development in Honolulu Civil Beat. He joins us now on the line. Nick, the latest complication of the U.S. Justice Department's continuing investigation into public corruption at the police department, the Office of the Prosecutor. How unusual is this move, this transfer of cases?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on. This is a pretty unusual move for the prosecuting attorney's office. So what I received from the office was a list of about seven cases that they have transferred to the attorney general's office since the beginning of 2018. Four of those cases involve three grand jury witnesses or potential grand jury witnesses in the ongoing criminal investigation. The other cases involve, I think, a speeding ticket for another prosecutor in the office or some sort of traffic infraction, and another case involving two other people who are involved in a fatal car crash who happen to be related to the prosecutors. So we're talking about seven cases over the course of a little more than a year. What makes this even more unusual, however, is the fact that some of these defendants have been trying to get these cases out of the prosecutor's hands for upwards of 2 years. One of those defendants is Tiffany Masunaga, who is a central player in the indictment involving Catherine Kealoha and her younger brother, Rudy Puana. They are accused, of course, of participating in a drug trafficking ring and putting opioids into the community. And the other defendant is Albert Lee, a former Honolulu police sergeant who planned to go testify before a federal grand jury about Catherine Kealoha's potential links to a Honolulu businessman who is also a convicted felon.
And, you know, an unfair question, perhaps it's unclear, but on the timing, why now on the timing? As you say, this is the requests were made couple of years ago.
Well, that's a really interesting question, and I think that what we can look at is the fact that Hawaii Attorney General Claire Connors recently asked Keith Kaneshiro to be suspended and basically removed from being operating in the prosecuting attorney's office while a criminal investigation plays out, because as you'll remember, Keith Kaneshiro himself is a target of this criminal investigation. Now, one thing that happened recently with Mr. Kaneshiro is that he has received an attorney in a separate yet related impeachment proceeding that is ongoing. And that attorney, William McCorriston, had said during a press conference about a week or two ago that he expected some of these conflicts to be resolved soon.
But if you're a defense attorney with basically any case that Catherine Kealoha had a role in prosecuting, I imagine that you're very attuned to these developments.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that's one of the big questions that a lot of defense lawyers have been asking themselves is what involvement did Catherine Kealoha have, if any, with cases involving my clients? Now, of course, she was a deputy prosecuting attorney who was the head of the career criminal unit, which means she supervised several other prosecutors within her office. And the question is did she touch any of the cases directly, and was there any taint in those cases? As one of the lawyers I quoted in my piece said, that you need to pay particularly close attention to cases in which she might have had a personal or familial relationship with somebody involved with the case, because as we've seen, those cases are now under scrutiny from the Department of Justice.
Tracing those relationships, one of the keys going forward. Thanks very much, Nick Gruby. Every day,
thank you so
we
much.
Thank you. Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Today we featured reporter Nick Gruby. You can read Nick's story in full at civilbeat.org.